January 11, the promise-making God, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore I will give men for you, and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east, and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him. This passage was used yesterday in the sermon, but we use it again today to start our week because it illustrates something God does throughout the Bible, make promises. This week we will go a bit deeper into the context surrounding the promises of Isaiah 43. But today, read this passage and find as many promises as possible. An easy way to do this is to see where God is the subject of the sentence. Is this third grade English class? Where is God active and doing something? Verse 1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." That is something God has done. Therefore, we do not need to fear. It is a promise in which we can trust. Though it might seem God is far away, don't fear. He is right here with you. He said so. What other promises do you see, and how might they apply to your life now?